The new chair of the Minerals Council of Australia and former Howard Government Minister Helen Coonan has become the latest business heavyweight to call for nuclear power to be considered as part of our energy mix. Nuclear energy is currently banned in Australia, but Ms Coonan says it should be on the table, along with renewables as industry moves away from fossil fuels in the coming decades. During her first interview as the new chair of the Minerals Council, Ms Coonan spoke with our senior business correspondent Peter Ryan, who first asked her about her stance on mining regulation.
Well, the important thing here, I think, is that there should be proper process, but there is enormous duplication and delays that stop productivity. For example, if project approvals were sped up by just 1 year, it would release something like $160 billion to national output and another 69,000 jobs.
But what about something like Adani's Carmichael mine? Are you satisfied with that approval, given the environmental concerns, but also the future of fossil fuels?
Well, look, I think the big important thing with Adani was that those approvals, of course, I think mean that it is very safe. It went on for 8 years. It probably shouldn't have been that long. And there are other examples wherein project approvals are taking 16 years. So there's something about project approval that's a handbrake to the proper processes of mining exploration.
But what about the long-term viability of a miner like Adani? They've had to self-fund because no bank in Australia, China, the US or Europe would bankroll them.
Well, they wouldn't be proceeding if they didn't have the business model to be able to sustain the mine. And if you want more nurses, hospitals, police and infrastructure in areas like Queensland, that's the way to do it.
A forensic accounting specialist told the ABC last week that Adani is a corporate collapse waiting to happen, even likening Adani to Enron. Now, Adani says those claims are false and misleading, but do you worry at all about Adani's financials?
They've obviously know their business model and they are confident that they can finance it.
But it seems clear that exposure to fossil fuels will diminish in coming decades. For example, Norway's sovereign wealth fund is dumping billions of dollars in fossil fuel stocks. Glencore is pulling back. BHP says climate change poses an existential risk. That surely means the business model for mining needs to adapt to survive.
Absolutely it does, and the Minerals Council supports a gradual transition to a low-carbon economy. Coal, be it gas, even, dare I say, it's about time that we have a conversation about nuclear power.
And nuclear power is controversial. It's one of those not-in-my-backyard issues, but is it time for Australia to really take that on and get that to the people?
There's a long way to go, of course, because there are legislative barriers. There needs to be political will. I think certainly would encourage the government to have an inquiry, because that will enable all of the factors to be teased out, including storage and safety and the new technology that's now available.
Does Australia have a big enough population to support the expense of creating nuclear power stations?
An inquiry would tease out what this new, for instance, smaller modular type of nuclear power can do. It may not require the kind of very large-scale investment of overseas nuclear power stations. So certainly there are various surveys now to suggest that the Australian population is at least up to have a conversation about it.
Australian shipments of coal remain held up off China, still awaiting clearance from Chinese customs. This has been going on now for a few months. It's a pretty serious issue given the importance of China for Australian exports.
We understand in the circumstances that there have been some delays at some Chinese ports. We very much support the government's diplomacy and advocacy behind the scenes to try to understand better the issues involved. And I also note, for example, that the Minister for Trade, Simon Birmingham, is scheduled to have a visit, I think, next month to China, and will be very keen and wait the outcomes of those high-level discussions.
You say it's a matter for diplomacy, but do you see that there's anything else behind this, given the current tensions between Australia and China?
Well, of course, they're sensitive discussions, but we support the government taking the lead on this and being the advocate that will go and understand better what the issues are.
Former Howard Government Minister, now Minerals Council Chair, Helen Coonan, speaking there with Peter Ryan. And Ms Coonan is also a non-executive director at Crown Casinos, and that interview was recorded before the allegations at Crown Casino were reported.